Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Moorhead State University and UK are jointly hosting a bioenergy field day in Bracken County a week from today, Wednesday afternoon, October 17. Moorhead's Dr. Tyler Mark says both schools are exploring the potential for biomass crop production and handling, and Bracken County farmers have been particularly receptive to that potential.
They've been really trying to make a push there to do some different bioenergy things with trying to develop a pellet mill potentially or some type of facility to deal with their switchgrass that they have planted there. They got several producers that have been growing switchgrass in the UK study that they were taking to East Kentucky Power, and they kind of have a nucleus of farmers there that are really trying to push forward. So if we can kind of play on that momentum, I think it would be great for this region and for the state in general.
Among the displays and demonstrations next week will be tours of UK's briquetting operation. Dr. Mark says a good bit of attention is being focused on the packaging of biomass products.
The pelleting and briquetting are basically the same thing. The briquettes are going to be bigger chunks. The pelleting is more towards kind of the home heating industry side of things, or you could also pellet some of this for livestock feed. So it's more the smaller pellets. The briquette's going to be more of a softball size.
Commercial energy?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Moorhead State University Assistant Professor Dr. Tyler Mark, who focuses on biomass potential in the region. Switchgrass and sweet sorghum are two prime subjects. So, too, is transportation.
And really, when you get to thinking about some of these products, if you get into the sweet sorghums, you could be hauling potentially 50% water, and it's expensive to haul water up and down the road. So we got to find ways to densify and transport this stuff economically.
There are challenges to overcome, but there is definitely economic potential. On the production side, farmers in that region have already had some success.
So if we can play on that and develop the infrastructure needed to be able to transport that to some type of facility where we can densify it, or if we can develop something that we can really densify it on farm and then be able to move it to a facility that's going to process it.
That biomass field day next Wednesday in Bracken County. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.